A very influential member of Detroit City Council got some schooling from an eighth grader for her bad behavior. We posted the entire episode on our website, and Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. He's with us now to share the story and your reactions. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, Farai?
Well, Monica Conyers is a member of the Detroit City Council, and she happens to be the wife of U.S. Congressman John Conyers. She recently launched into a schoolyard rant against the council president. It happened during a hearing about Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. Text message scandal. Tell us a little bit more about what went on.
Well, fortunately for us, the entire thing is on video. It started on the Detroit News website and made its way to YouTube. And it started when Detroit Councilwoman Conyers, as you said, had some fighting words for the group's president in the middle of an active council meeting. So here's some of what happened.
Everybody, be respectful. Me, you may not do that at home, but you're going to do it up in here.
Stop interrupting.
You grow up. Oh, control your house, and you know how to treat other women better.
You're the last one to talk.
I'm the first one to
talk.
Shrek.
You're out of order.
The first one to talk. Don't disrespect me.
Order of the day.
Well, then. So after that, the Detroit News convened a panel of school kids to talk with Conyers about her behavior. Now, one girl in particular tried to set her straight. So here's part of that conversation between Conyers and eighth grader Kiara Bell.
Now you're telling me what I should have and should not have done.
Well, you're an adult. You have that choice.
I'm what?
You're an adult. You have that choice.
And everybody has choices.
But sometimes people need to think before they act.
Think before they act. So that was Kiara Bell, and we talked about this online. One of our readers named Emma wrote, "Now that was hilarious. Kudos to young Miss Bell for giving the councilwoman some perspective." Another reader named Dan Schmidt wrote, "I would really enjoy having a student like that in my class." And Matthew Scallon wrote simply, "From the mouths of babes."
We've also been talking about the Democratic primaries in Indiana and North Carolina. There was some talk that black voters may stay home instead of voting if Hillary Clinton wins the nomination. So what are folks saying online?
We're saying just that. Mona Rock wrote, "I will not vote if Hillary Clinton is the nominee. I will choose to leave that position blank." Ruby Peters took another vantage point. She goes, "Maybe the question should be women to stay home if Obama is the nominee. This woman will." And John Jay wrote, "I will never stay home during an election. If you stay home, you do a disservice to all those who risk their lives by going to the polls." And we should say that the group The Color of Change, the Netroots group which organized political action around Hurricane Katrina and Gina 6, has released an online letter to superdelegates saying that they should support the will of the voters, which to them means supporting Barack Obama.
Now, you were the man who innovated the whole casting scheme of the Obama movie where you can go on and vote. Time Magazine's now out with its list of the most influential people in the world. I understand we have a list of our own.
Yeah, and we took it a step further. We compiled a list of the most and least influential black people in the entire world. So among the most influential, we have Barack Obama, Oprah Winfrey, who are pretty obvious. And the least influential, with help from our readers, we've come up with Marla Gibbs, comedian Ricky Smiley, Tracy Morgan, and Master P. And our dubious list is growing as the days go on.
I hope we don't get any letters from the least influential people, Jeff.
Right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he joined me from our studios at NPR West.